It's been a good week. Obviously, when you have a good result the weekend, it affects everyone, both positively and negatively. We've had a smashing result in the FA Cup at Braintree. You know, and obviously the lads had a good trip back and have been a bit buoyed by the result. It's always nice when you win.
How much did they take from that then? How much did they take from that result?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was just, you know, it was a, obviously Gary Roberts come back into the team, Joe Shea come back into the team. He never come back in from the week before. So, you know, it was a very well-balanced team that was put out. You know, it was the first time certain lads have been on the pitch together due to injury and suspension. So, you know, the team has what we call a good balance to it. So, you know, because you get a good result, it doesn't mean that you've cracked it or you've made it right. It was just a positive team set out to do what it took. So,
is that something that you're pleased with, that you've been able to get those players out there, like you say, together for maybe the first time in a couple of
years? Yeah, you're always pleased because, what you know, when you're managing, you must learn. And what happens when you lose a couple of games and certain stuff happen? You know, the last couple of games we had at Doncaster, the losses that you look back to, and Bristol City, the first thing you comment on is how good a game they were. Mm. The first thing you comment, now, we've lost at Colchester and Walsall, and we don't say that. But what happens when you get beat? It starts leading to negativity, not just in the supporters, but in everyone, the manager, the coaches, the groups. And what it leads to is you're losing an edge that you have. We're not entertaining that. You know, we're a very attacking team, Chesterfield, and we'll carry on attacking.
Can it be a bit of a catalyst as well?
I think so. You must learn. And watching DVDs of games, what happens is when you lose, you want to protect your own goal more and stuff like that. You know, certainly at Braintree for our supporters who went down there, Tommy Lee made a couple of outstanding saves. Really, really good saves. So, you know, you're always liable for the opposition to score. You know, we must continue to be a goal threat. And obviously when you have players on the pitch like Clucas, Doyle, Roberts, O'Shea, these are very good attacking players.
I wanted to ask you about Charlie Ragland, how much he's impressed you in the last couple of
years. All the lads have the part of the club, aren't they? You know, it's Charlie's a young lad who's come in trying to earn his living in league football. He hasn't put a foot wrong in the last couple of games, so he's doing well. The school report says he does well.
I was quite impressed with a few of the quotes I read from him as well. He seemed very mature. He was saying that he knows you're looking to bring in some cover in defence, and he knows that it might mean that he might drop out.
Well, I've just walked past George Margarita and Sam Aird and Drew Talbot sitting in the treatment room, so I don't think I'm really looking to bring some cover in. It's just how quickly they can get fit, you know. But Charlie's not let anybody down in any shape or form, and you know, he's standing up to the test put in front of him, and he'll have another one tomorrow at Crewe.
How are those three looking then, in terms of coming back?
Yeah, we think the likelihood is they're going to start playing a bit more football this week. So, we think George will be back for Barnsley, and we think that Sam and Drew will both get a game in next week. So, but obviously Drew's been out a lot longer, so we must be careful with Drew.
Yeah, it's been a long road for him, hasn't it?
And Sam Aird. So, you know, when we say they're going to be back, the likelihood is they could be joining in training with us and stuff like that, but they're still a few weeks away from playing in the first team.
It's a real fine balance, isn't it? Because you want them back in your side, you want to chuck them in there, but you don't want to risk anything.
I just think it's an important part of the season for the club because, you know, we must look at the last time we were in the division. We must look to what happened to us as a club. We must look in the turnaround in players. We must look at all the factors that what make clubs go on and be more successful. It's not just about your results. It's about what you're doing behind the scenes, what you're doing at underages, where our next good players are coming from. You know, because to build a football club doesn't happen in a game. And one of the things that disappoints me the most at the minute is that you go from game to game as a manager being one week good and the next week bad. And that's just not right, is it?
Do you think that, I guess in some ways, that it needs to be looked at the overall picture, doesn't it? You're talking about behind the scenes and all those kind of things.
I just think, like, if you use us as an example as a club, you know, we're trying to progress, you know, and you're trying to do the right things. There's nothing wrong with what we're trying to do. You know, sometimes when you start the season so well, a couple of defeats on the run leads to big disappointments on the terraces. And, you know, but we've all got to look at a picture now that says it's a tough league. Make no bones about it, it's a tough league. There's some very big clubs in the league. There's some big clubs below us in the league. And we've got to make sure that we're keeping a foothold on what we're trying to do, also with an eye on how we get better.
Hypothetically, would you have taken where you are now then if I would have offered you it at this stage of the season?
No, because we've had disappointing results. I'm not, you see, what happens with managers sometimes, it becomes like a bit of a game where you try and make excuses why you're getting beat and different stuff. Your own supporters know what's going on at your club. You know, Gary Roberts' previous appearances for us were against Oldham and Sheffield United. He hasn't played since. He plays against Brain Team, he seemed to do better. It's just the fact of how good a player Gary Roberts is. That's the simplicity of it. So when we play and we have Gary Roberts in the team, we can still get beat. But the likelihood is we are a stronger side. So as a manager, you must look and think to yourself, right, where do we want to go, Chesterfield Football Club? Now, the majority of lads, bar Daniel Jones, really, are all lads who've come up with us from League Two. So if we think we're just going to put a team in League One and go right through that division, then someone hasn't really got all their marbles screwed on the right way. Now, it might be the chairman who hasn't. It might be Chris Turner. It might even be me who hasn't. And what we're trying to do together is make us become stronger as a club, and that's the most important thing.
Did Gary Roberts come through okay last week then? No adverse effects?
No, not at all. He's had a good training week this week, and you know, he looks forward to the game tomorrow, and he's been a little bit of a catalyst to how we play for a bit now. You know, because he's not just a big game player, he's just a good player. And what your good players do to give the rest of the players the confidence to play. You know, the last time we'd risked them was at Walsall when we shouldn't have risked them. But that's what happens when you want to win football games. You start making decisions as a manager that aren't correct. And in the past month, I've probably made a couple more bad decisions than I have good.
And have you learnt from those decisions?
Well, only time will tell that, won't it? But, you know, what you try and do as a manager is learning. You know, you don't have to come on and give yourself overly too much criticism in the radio and stuff, but you've got to hold your hands up now and again and say, maybe I could have done that or that better.
Oscar Goburn's gone back. A loss for you?
Oscar's a good player, of course, the losses, but normally we bring lads in. You know, one of the things we were looking at was playing with defensive midfielders and stuff like that. That's because of the results. It's not really what we want to do. You know, we want to play with, we like Jimmy Ryan and Sammy Morsy as a partnership. You know, I don't feel now, on looking back at using them as an example, they've done anything wrong to be split up. But in my pursuit to make us more successful quickly, you make them decisions because you think they're right. Oscar's a fantastic player. He's a really good player. Oscar can play, obviously, at the Championship and higher. But sometimes I just feel we must love our own more. And that's one of the messages I send out to all our supporters sometimes. These lads have brought us a long way quickly. We should not forget that.
It's almost like repaying the loyalty then.
I think so. And I think that towards Jimmy Ryan, Ollie Banks, Jay O'Shea's back in the team, Dan Gardner's looking sharp in training. Let's concentrate on loving our own for a little bit longer.
So does that suggest that you're not looking to bring anyone else in to use the funds that were used for Oscar Goburn allocated elsewhere?
No, I'm not. No, it's taught me to trust my players more. We've put a couple of formations out. We've gone to Walsall and looked to keep a clean sheet. And you look back and go, we go to Bristol City to attack and we go to Walsall to keep a clean sheet.
Any new knocks on niggles this weekend then?
All good. Looking good. Really looking forward to the game of Crewe.
Yeah, what do you make to Crewe then? Bottom of the table at the moment. I saw them last week. Struggled to create things at times.
I was at the game, the Sheffield United game against Crewe. I was at the game myself, yeah. It was an opportunity for us to take the game in. You know, obviously we feel that they'll be missing Harbour. The striker's gone on international duty. So, you know, but Crewe last week, 2 weeks ago, beat Peterborough 2-1 at home. You know, people say the same disrespectful things about Walsall, Accrington, all the places you'd have to go and win. The reasons why these teams do well, Sheffield United drew their 0-0 last week, is because sometimes you don't start and the games go a bit flat. Crewe have had years and years of a good tradition, playing good football. That's exactly what I saw in them last week. Still trying to play the football they've always played. What Crewe will go through sometimes is a cycle of players. And when they get their good ones through their academies, they seem to have lofty league positions. And sometimes when they have a cycle that's not so good, the league deteriorates, the league position does. But what they do, they have a belief in what they do at the club, and that's why they're a fantastic football club.
Is that something you can maybe look at doing here at Chesterfield as well? If you can get a good set of academy players coming through together, that can really help.
I think that's one of the things we're learning at the current time. We're not going to spend our way out this division. You know, we haven't really got any money to go in the market and spend. The chairman's put a lot of money into our club. We have a healthy wage bill, that's a competitive wage bill, but we can't spend our way out of it. And these are the questions that I'm asking myself and the club. So how are we going to get out of it? You must have a plan.
What's the key to beating Crewe this weekend? And when you went and watched them against Sheffield United, it was obviously a 0-0. Sheffield United had been a couple of weeks earlier and only won 1-0. So,
you know, Sheffield United, it's the game is what it is. We must go there and be like we did at Braintree, where we put a lot of balls in the right areas of the pitch, in Clucas and Doyle at the top end of the pitch. We have two very lively players. Our balance with O'Shea and Roberts off the wings was good. Our two central midfielders were strong and our fullbacks. So we'll go there tomorrow to do our best to get men forward and to hear Crewe. It certainly doesn't mean we'll win the game.
I think Doyle's got as many goals himself as Crewe has of a team in the league this season.
Again, it's, you know, Owen goes a couple of games and people start saying about goals drying up. And unfortunately, we have to listen to all this nonsense today. It's just part and parcel of the game. You know, it's something that as a manager I learned to live with. I think criticism is part and parcel of football. You must take it. You know, but Owen can't physically score every week, can he? Well, we certainly wouldn't be able to hang on to him if he could score every week. I think his return of 17 at the minute is not bad at all.
And I suppose if you've got other players chipping in as well, it's not vital, is it?
I think, the likes of Gary Roberts has a goal scoring record. I'm not sure how many Clucas has got for us now, 4 or 5 he's got for us in his short time. J.O. Shea, we've all seen J.O. score goals regularly. So certainly at the ends of the pitch, we have people who can score a goal.